Blog Talk Radio.
Can I have his dance?
Is it all right?
Yeah, it's all right. As long as you ain't slow dancing, Junior.
Hey, you're in the right place to be. Thank you so much for joining us. This is Miss Latoya Bird with Good News Ghouls with Vibrate and Elevate. You know what I'm doing out here. I'm bringing the good news to the community. And so I have with me right now Mr. Murph, Dunk Legend, okay? If you don't know, get on Instagram, Google, find out what's going on because that's how I had to learn. So to all the Dunk heads out there, and shout out to Dunk Planet doing their thing in our community. I want to thank Mr. Murph for being on the line, for taking time out of your Dunk day. You understand me? I really appreciate it. This is Mr. It Is What It Is. What's going on?
What's happening? How you doing?
Listen, I'm smiling from ear to ear, and the only reason I'm smiling from ear to ear is because growing up in South Dade, you know, I got a chance to see Dunks all my life, like in the peripheral. You know, it was just like the Cookie Lady. Cookie Lady is in your community, it's in your neighborhood, and so are Dunks. You hear me? And so
yeah.
I want to know if you could share with us a little bit about how you use, you know, your love for cars to be a positive influence in your life.
I mean, honestly, on the car behalf, like I said, they send in the community, in the area. I mean, you see them everywhere in the hood, everywhere, you know. And I mean, growing up, you know, I had a lot of siblings and cousins, and you know, they love cars also. You know, they react differently. You know, when they see, you know, a nice car ride by or a nice car parked. You know, the kids love it. They love nice cars. They love fast cars. They love nice pranks, you feel me? You know, they go to school, you know, walk by, see a car, and oh, one day I'm going to get me a car like that. You know, it could be, you know, positive also, you know. But I say on the kids' behalf, you know, growing up, you know, seeing nice cars in the neighborhood, I mean, you always hear them talking about it. Boy, when I get older, I want to get me a car like that. I wish I could afford me a car like that. You know what I'm saying? So I always take that and turn to something positive, tell them, just go to school, do what you got to do, and you can afford a car like that, you know?
I heard
that.
So,
I mean, basically, it is what it is, you know?
That's what's up.
Go ahead, baby.
When I was younger, you know, it was the dope boys in my community that had, you know, the nicest cars and so on and so forth. But what I'm seeing now in our community is that, you know, these guys are taking the art of it. You know, they're getting down to the art and science of auto mechanics and automobiles, and they're just taking it to a whole nother level where their attention is not on the street, so to speak, but
yeah,
into this, you know, this craft, you know, and not to be just, you know, thrown aside as a hobby, but as a craft. And so, you know, that's why I said shout out to Dunk Planet. I had an opportunity to reach out to him. I actually spoke to him today too, and
mm-hmm,
I listened to the interview that you did with him.
Yeah.
And I want to tell you, I had to get out some pen and paper because I heard it was 70, 71 to 76. If it's anything other than a, you know, Caprice classic. Look, I don't even know all the rest, but I know it's.
I mean,
specific.
That's from a 1971 to 1976. That's considered a dump, you know, 2-door, 4-door,
okay,
you know, station wagon convertible. But I'm saying it's funny that you mentioned about you're saying the kids, you know, growing up, or it's different people now taking to a whole other level with, you know, learning to do different things. Like I say, 8 years ago, you know, 8.5 years ago, it was wildly different. Technology didn't change, and by me coming back into the game, guess what? It have changed a lot, and it's a lot I don't know, because they put, you know what I'm saying, new model motors in these old cars, and I'm like, wow, you know, yeah, you have to go to school for that to learn that technology, you feel what I'm saying? So that's a good thing for the kids to do, you know, go to school and, you know what I'm saying, get computer skills together and, you know, have technology within themselves to do that type of stuff. And it's money, too. They charging the arm and the leg for that type of stuff. You know, I'm like, wow, I'm old school, though, you feel me? But that's a lot of dudes with the new technology. And it's like, it's something to go to school for, you know?
I think that you need to open up your own gunk universe. How about that? Your own gunk school, because it's a lot to be learned from, you know, old heads like yourself who have been in the game and, you know, like really passionate about it. And I think it's something there that the community could, you know, really draw from
yeah.
you. You know,
I mean,
you,
I'm in the middle. I'm in the middle
style.
Of that right now, doing something positive for the community or the, you know, the kids, whoever. You know, like I said, I know a lot of people and I have a lot of knowledge around me. You know, what I don't know, I still backtrack to go to people that I know. You know, that's in the game that for help also, you feel me? I mean, they have knowledge more than me. So I'm still learning as I go, too. So, but I got something in the making right now, and you said I'm out full. I would think about that also, like helping the kids, you know, have them come to my little location and let them see what it's like, you know, and you know, have like a fun day, you know? I mean, so that's not in my mind
like
I want to do, but, you know, I got to take my time and do it. I got to get set up first. That's something in the making right now to get everything set up for that purpose, you know? That's
okay,
I'm for whatever.
It is
about the
what
kids, I'm for that. Yes, ma'am, it is.
Listen, I already see I got a transportation connection down here in Gould's. Shout out to Deanne's Transportation. She already told me, Toya, whatever you need, you doing something great in the community, let me know. So I can already see me, Murph, getting a bus with some kids and coming to your spot.
It ain't really just my spot, you know. A lot of kids don't know. I'm gonna be honest with you. Listen, a lot of kids don't know. They see these cars riding around, nice rims, music fan. They see this, but they don't know where it's coming from. You feel me? Like I say, it's a lot of people that got shops and got a lot of nice stuff in there, and kids don't go to stuff like that. Like, they don't go to, like I said, a car museum. They don't go to stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? There's no place for the kids
right.
to see this type of stuff, where it's coming from, who's making it, how they making it. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like I say, that sounds good to me, because it ain't just my spot. I can take you to four or five other spots that's doing this as much as I'm going to be doing. You feel what I'm saying? And they can see hands-on
right.
what's going on, how it's being
right.
made. You feel me? And give them that positive
and
outlook with them. You know what?
Make-
I want to do that, you know?
That's what makes the impact even more strong and powerful, when they get that hands-on. And so you see how back in the days when we used to see the hustlers and players, and we was like, damn, I want that. I want money. I want wealth. And then, you know, the dope man might have showed the shorty what to do. But now the game is different. You understand?
It's
now the
different.
Game is different.
Yeah.
I'm going to show
yeah.
you how. I'm going to show you the art, the science, and the swag. You hear me? They don't got that in all the schools. You feel me? So we're going to drop the art of it, the science of it, and the swag of it. And I think that the kids will be empowered, you know, in knowing, wow, this is something that I can do. This is something tangible. And shout out to all those technical schools out there that are, you know, pushing out mechanics and also with the automotive, the technology that's out there. Shout out to everybody seeking, you know, those certifications and living your goals. Because I heard you say on the interview with Dawn Planet, you know, you okay with dreams, but you really believe in goals. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, like I say, a dream is a dream. That's something this is my personal opinion, you know, my philosophy, you know. A dream is something, you know, I say you dream at night, wake up, sometimes you don't even remember the dream. Then you try to remember the dream, you can't remember all of it. You know, you try to catch that dream back, you feel me? With a goal, you can achieve that. You can go after that goal, you feel me? You can set it, you know what I'm saying? You can try to reach it, and you can build yourself around that goal, you feel me? But I say dream, it just don't sound right. A dream is a dream, bottom line. That's like you wishing for something.
Right.
You wishing upon a star, you feel me? But a goal is right there in front of you. It may be down the street,
you know,
maybe around the corner, but it's there, a goal. You know,
right.
That's how I teach my kids,
I love it.
Or whoever around me, about a goal. You know, you don't have a dream, you have a goal that you want to meet. You know what I'm saying? That's my spin on it. You feel what I'm saying?
Well, I'm gonna get on that spin too because one of my mentors told me that there's, you know, success is hard to measure because you'll look at somebody and you say, "Dag, how did they get that? Dag, how did that person get that?" You know, I'm doing the same
I gotta cut you off right quick. Listen, let me explain to you on that behalf. Like what you just said. A person would look at a person and say, yeah, well, how they got this, how they did this, or how could I get that, or what could I do to get that? You know, guess what? It's like this, living from day-to-day, street life, whatever, however you may call it, you never know what tomorrow going to bring. You never know what's the design for your life. You don't know what path you will go down. You never know. You can wake up the next day, and guess what? Something problems happen to you, and you said, you never know. So my thing about that, you live day for day, do what you got to do. Take your time and relax, and don't question it, because you never know who tomorrow gonna bring. Like I told him about a dunk, a dude might have a dunk, raggedy, old, plain old car. You feel me? You can't talk about that dude car, you know, because you never know. Tomorrow, somebody having his life, he run into a whole bunch of money. Guess what? That little raggedy old dunk he got, you know what he gonna do to it, right? You feel what I'm saying? So you never know what tomorrow gonna bring. You never know, and I'm taking that. That's from the heart. Like I said, I didn't wake up one day and say, you know what, hey, this is what I'm going to do. No, I mean, it happened. It was destined for me to be who I am and the way I am right now. You feel what I'm saying? Like, you know, I just came off vacation, right? You never know. You know, a big misunderstanding, I was gone. But guess what? I'm back now. I can rebuild myself. I'm rebuilding myself at the same time. And Lord knows I was supposed to be gone. You know what I'm saying? See, you never know what's going to happen in your life. So while you're doing what you have to do, take pride in what you do. You do it. Keep going forward, and do the right thing. So you never know.
That's right.
That's
what makes having goals so important. Because you never know what's going to happen. You always have that that itinerary, that checklist to keep you on track. And that's what my mentor was sharing with me. That success can be, you know, kind of almost kind of fuzzy, kind of gray when you're trying to measure it looking at somebody else. But if you switch your mindset to just start thinking about achievement and obtaining your what? Your goals, no-brainer.
Yeah.
It's a no-brainer. It's so straightforward, easy, straight up and down.
You can be like, it's not going to happen every day. It's not going to be a piece of cream for you. You're not going to see. A lot of times you don't see your goal because you want it so bad and it's not going to go your way. You feel what I'm saying? Just work towards it. I said, just work with it. I guarantee
you,
if anybody works toward their goal, you're going to get there. Hard work pays off. And I mean that. I ain't preaching, none of that. It is what it is, man. I'm telling you from experience. You feel what I'm saying? And I ain't no different from nobody else. I'm human. You feel what I'm saying? I'd have been through it all, up and down, good, bad, ugly. But guess what? I mean, everything I put my mind to do, Lord knows I've been blessed to do it. You know?
So
on that note,
what my notes said, I wrote some notes down on a sticky because I need to say this quote unquote. On that note, yo, Root Beer 73, your famous dunk. Like, can you talk to the youth out there, or even, you know, young adults who are in our hoods, who are down south, you know, Richmond Heights, Perrin, Gules, of course, Florida City, Leisure City, you know, Homestead, all of these youth are out here, and they seeing what's on TV, like, man, that's what I want to get. But it's like, then they also glorifying the negative components that come with what they seeing out here, you know? How can we, what do you think we could do to, like, help them filter, you know, through the BS, filter through the beef? Because that's what I want them to be able to push the beef to the side, like they're a vegetarian or something, like push that beef over.
Yeah.
like Miss.
I mean,
Mr.
on that
be
on that behalf, there, baby. All I can tell you and tell the little society, the younger kids, I mean, obtaining that stuff the illegal way is not the way to go. You feel what I'm saying? Like I say, I'm dead scared. You feel me? I mean, people gonna do what they do. You can't tell somebody what not to do. But from my eyesight, my point of view, if you gotta do something negative to get to that point, it ain't gonna happen. I mean, right today, in this world today, it's not worth it. I mean, it ain't nothing out there worth it to try to get yourself a dunk that's built like my old root beer dunk. Because times are not like that now. You know, it's not.
Sorry,
if you can't afford that.
I'm posting what you're saying right. I'm posting what you're saying right now. about, you know, getting it the wrong way or getting it the illegal way ain't it.
No, it's not it.
The
I mean, it's consequences come behind that. You know, serious consequences, you know. I mean, I don't recommend that to nobody, man. You know, take that chance, man. You know, I mean, seriously, it's not worth it, bottom line. So I say it's not for everybody, you know. It's not for everybody.
That's right. So let me ask this, because a lot of people don't know. I have a little dunk fetish myself, but it's so not on the level of, you know, you major players. It is just on the level that I want. This is my dream. No, this is my goal. I was gonna say my dream drive.
Thank
where
you,
I got to scratch
for
that
thank
and
you for changing
put,
that. Yeah. I'm going to check
put
you anyway.
My goal is to have a driveway with a dunk in it, a Tesla, and maybe two Teslas, but definitely a dunk, because no matter where I go in the world, Dade County is Dade County. You understand me? So
yeah.
I can't wait. I like the Caprice. Classic, I don't know. I may have to get with some professionals to pick it out, but I do have a goal of having a dunk in my driveway, my covered driveway, because, you know, people like to play a lot around here, so I ain't tripping.
Guess what? That's what's up, though. I mean, and it's not hard to do that. Your goal is very simple. Ready to know it or not, it's very simple. Remember, I told you, you don't have to have the top of the line dunk. Wherever you at, a dunk is a dunk. Stay in your own lane. You get what I'm saying? Whatever suits you, whatever compatible for yourself. You know what I'm saying? Well, if you like it, hey, somebody got to love it. It ain't you can't compete and compare out here no more. You can't do that. This is on a whole other level right now. So your goal is nothing, baby. All you got to do, put a little pennies to the side. And guess what? It's not as special like people really think it is, because a lot of people are competing and you don't have to compete. If you stay in your own lane, guess what? Your goal is nothing to get. And you dealing with me, talking to me, I can make it happen. So it is what it is.
Wait a minute. Listen, this is pause. Pause from the good news, Goose. This is good news for Toya, okay? I'm really going to hold you to that. And I'm working on my goal, my dunk goal. And I like what you said. A dunk is a dunk. And shout out to all the, you know, older guys in the community that find therapy. You know, they get off in their craft with the cars and the automobiles, and sometimes we need to honor when we see a man. You know, shout out, it's Father's Day. If you're a father, Murph, happy Father's Day to you.
Thank you, now I'm a father.
Yes, when we see dads get off into their thing that they do, and they just get lost, you know, they don't have any, you know, kind of time. That's just they in their zone. That is therapeutic. And so sometimes we need to also let the young generation know you need to find what you get lost in, because that'll help deal with some stress. That'll help, you know, buffer with things that are going on at home, things that are going on, you know, at school.
They need to find a passion, something they like to do, something they can get into. But guess what? Hey, I'm in my 40s. And guess what? I love what I do, and I still hide behind my work. You feel what I'm saying? Honestly, I get upset or get aggravated, I go turn me a wrench. I feel better.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
For the younger generation, if it's something you love to do, gotta keep you out of trouble.
It will.
They got to find their passion.
Listen,
let me get a prime
example. Good news.
I have a son. I have a 6-year-old son, you know. I've been out of life 8 years, 8.5 years, you know. He want to play ball, whatever. He likes sports. He's good in sports, you know. Very good. And I had him help me do a couple of cars, you know, play around and turn a couple of boats. He tell me, this is what I want to do. I'm like, huh? I want to be a mechanic. I said, man, you don't want to be dirty. You don't want to get your hands dirty. He's like, yeah, I want to be a mechanic. And I'm laughing because, you know, just yesterday, you ready to go to college, play ball, this, that, and the other. You feel what I'm saying? Like, he want to be a mechanic. So, but I'm not going to stop him, you know, and tell him no. No, I'm not going to do that. You know, but this is what he said, what he want to do. You know? And I'm like, wow. You know, it's amazing. Like you said, the little young kids just showed them something different. A lot of young kids don't even know, you know? That's why I say, like you say, you can get them together and take them to different spots and locations, let them see how it's done. You know, you never know. It would make a difference, make a change. You know,
I know it will make a change. Yes, because I worked Murph on. I used to be a teacher. I taught for I don't know. I think it was 10 years, and I used to teach computers. Mm-hmm. And in seeing the kids where I used to be down in Homestead, they never left outside of Homestead. And
I understand. It's a lot of grown people haven't left outside of Homestead.
And
honestly,
that's scary.
You know?
That's
so I say, you know, a child is only know what you teach them, okay? And what you show them. So no matter how old they are, you know, they're still growing, they're still maturing.
That's
and they
right.
undecided, you know what I'm saying? What they need to do, you know. So I mean I'm a boy with you, man. I'm a boy with you with the kids, man, for just talking to them and trying to explain to them. I done been through it all, man, you feel what I'm saying? And I don't hold no punch. I'm going to be straight up with you. It is what it is. You feel me? You can't. You got to respect my life and respect who I am. That's that. So what I'm talking
that's
to
right.
you as a child, you need to respect what I'm saying because I've been and done. There ain't nothing I ain't been through that you may go through, you know. So if I take my time to talk to you and speak to you, please suck it up because it's all truth. It ain't
fair warning.
Somebody told me it's something I've been through. I only speak about true stuff. That's it. You know, like a lot of dudes do rap.
Right.
They rap about their life and what they've been through. I speak it. I don't know how to rap. I speak it. You know what I'm saying? So when I get my opportunity to talk
right.
to a child or somebody who, even an adult, if they want to listen, I give it to them. And I don't know where this comes from because I don't like to talk. But when I'm speaking about my life, trying to help someone, I see myself doing it more often, you know? So
right.
I'm game for whatever. It's on you. You got my information. You got my number. We can do this.
Listen, it is what it is. This is Mr. Murph, listen, giving us good news about our community and what we can do. Shout out to Good News Ghouls, those people that are making it happen with me. I really appreciate the support. And Murph, before I let you go, if you got 2 more minutes, I want to just throw this question out there because this is what I've been asking the community for the past 3 months. You know, Good News Ghouls is only 3 months, so... And the number one question I've been asking is, what's bigger than beef? What in the world is bigger than beef?
Bigger than who? Say it again.
Bigger than beef. What's bigger than beef out there? Because, you know, I see a lot of youth in our community beefing and just going back and forth in lives. Yeah.
Yes, my personal opinion with beef?
Yes, what's your personal opinion?
My personal opinion with bigger than beef is life.
Yes.
Life itself. Life alone. You can't get no bigger than that there.
What?
Nothing can compare to life.
Tell it. Is
you
this, is this Pastor Murph on here?
Ain't no Pastor Murph.
No. I'm just messing with this man, but I agree
no,
with you.
No, seriously, no. What's bigger than life? Nothing. Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
1 minute you're 1 minute you're gone, man. I mean, nothing bigger than life itself. Anybody tell you something wrong?
Well,
that's my
personal
opinion.
I appreciate that opinion. I'm soaking up so much good stuff. The article for July is going to be off the hizzy, okay? I can't wait to finish it and send it over to you so you can take a look at it. But, you know, that's a conversation that can take place between any age group, no matter where you at. Is what's bigger than beef? And if the youngster or the other person can't give you the answer, that's a perfect time for you to,
yeah.
you know, do your positive thing in the community. Anybody out there doing what they do, you know, encourage these kids to think about what's bigger than beef. And as you heard it here tonight, you know, on Vibrate and Elevate Network with Good News Ghouls, Mr. Murph was like, life. Life is bigger than beef, and ain't nothing bigger than life. You here today, gone tomorrow. It is what it is. Don'ts are don'ts. Okay. So listen, I appreciate you so much. How can our, you know, our listeners and supporters get in contact with you if they wanted to, I don't know, vibe with you or get a don't consultation? I don't know what services
well, okay,
you do.
Well, okay, but my Instagram is. I know my Instagram is Murph, MURFF dot Dunk, DONK. That's my Instagram. My email is Dunkrider, DONKRIDER886@gmail.com. I mean,
word up.
On my Instagram, I mean, I answer questions, I reply back. I mean, they can DM me, whatever. Personally, I mean, I respond to my fans, you know, or whoever. It don't matter who it is, you know.
That's what's up.
I say, you know, that's okay. part of my life right now, you know.
Hey, I mean, back in the game.
Soon coming, I have a location, so, you know, it can be visited, you know. So I said that's in the making right now. You know, next few weeks, we'll have a location.
Listen, I'm raising my hand to be an intern, but I think that's truly beautiful what you got going on. You are an example of how to get goals, you know, knocked out, and I appreciate that. So thank you for all that you do. I really appreciate your professionalism and reaching back out at me. I really appreciate that. Also, I got to give a shout-out to Dunk Planet, who's also reaching out back to me as well and is going to be in the Good News Ghouls newsletter. So shout-out to you, brothers, them city boys up north. Shout out to y'all showing some down south love. I really appreciate it. I can't stop saying it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm about to go get me a donk somewhere with Mr. Murph. He gonna hook
That's
me up real. With a little something. And we gonna be
you.
Here. That's right. Here on this network on Sundays, guys. Don't forget to check us out this Sunday, Father's Day. We're doing Father's Finances and Freedom. I'm gonna have a financial guru on the show. So fathers, make sure you listen up, because if you feel suppressed, you know, with your finances, you got child support, you got all this other stuff, listen to our financial gurus. They're going to show you what to do to handle your business and to get some financial freedom. All right, so thanks, Murph, appreciate you.
You're welcome, baby, anytime.
All right, we're going to do this.
All right,
I'm
waiting on you. All right,
okay.
Baby.
Okay.
Yo.